The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I am joined here this morning on this kind of overcast, cloudy, cool morning here in Boca Raton with Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And it's a very, very pleasant weekend, I hope, that you had, because watching the Dolphins win yesterday certainly helped make my weekend. They played a hell of a game. And it was nice to see. Home teams are always nice when they win. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is moving along very, very nicely. And I wanted to let our listeners know that next Monday, which would be the day of Halloween, a lot of people go out and do trick-or-treating with their kids, we're going to be making the announcement on the day that we will be opening. So next Monday, you will have a firm date as to when the doors to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center will open. And it will also be the opportunity for you to sit down with Janet Cimarelli and discuss any health issues that you may have, because I know that many people have even questioned me as to when they could sit down with Janet at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And at the present time, you can't, because we're not open.
But however, you can listen to me every day here, right?
That is so true, without a doubt. And next Monday, you'll be able to find out what day you can come visit with Janet at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, which is located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. And I do want to welcome to our staff who joined us this morning, Randy Feldman. So Randy is now with us, and Randy and I go back to probably close to 20 years that he's been with me off and on in the Tunney's location in Coral Springs, and, of course, the original location on Wiles Road. So I'm glad to have Randy back with us, sharing his knowledge with the people that he will be helping find the proper supplements. And other than that, Janet, the store is filling up very nicely, and we encourage anybody that wants to stop by and say hello to just come in and take a look around. We're not closing people out. You feel free to come in and just browse around, so to speak.
I feel free, and every once in a while I drop in, and I'm just going to tell our listeners that I don't even know what's going to be announced next Monday.
Well, actually, the only other person that would know the announcement next Monday is my wife, Paula.
Okay.
So you'd have to get to her to get any useful information.
I think I have her email. I think I might be able to get in touch with her.
But I know a lot of people have asked us, and a lot of people want to start shopping with us because they know that they're going to get the best possible prices with the most fabulous service that they've ever had in a nutrition store. And the amount of products that we will be carrying will be staggering to most people, because you're going to see an array of products that you probably have not seen in many, many years in stores that I've run. So we welcome those people to come in and take a look around and see what we're going to be stocking in a store. But I know we have a lot of good information to share with our listeners today, Janet. And I do wanted to run a little contest today and give away something via phone. I haven't totally formulated it, so what we're going to do is we'll go to a topic or two, and then sometime during the show, we'll make an announcement as to how people can win a bottle of Envision 100 Silver Liquid in a 2-ounce bottle, which normally retails, I believe the retail price is around $45. And I think most stores are probably selling it in the range of between $20 and $30. But what we're going to do is, for those people that get the answer right, you'll get a free bottle.
One of my favorite substances, and critically important to be having over this time of the year, cold and flu season.
Yeah, no question about it. It's something that everybody should have in their arsenal, in their cabinet of remedies that can solve many, many problems, especially when it comes to the immune system. So we look forward to those people that can win to use their bottle in good health. But let's start with something, Janet, that I think people can wrap their fingers upon or wrap their hands upon. And if we want to start, let's just go in here. We have targeting cardiovascular disease risk factors may be important across a lifetime, meaning how you take care of your heart. What are you doing to help your body take care of its heart? And the risk factors may be important because not everybody knows the risk factors for cardiovascular disease. It's still the number one killer in our country today. Cancer may be running a close second, but cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of humans today. So, Janet, what are some of the different areas that you would speak to people about with respect to lowering risk factors for cardiovascular disease?
Oh, okay.
I know it's a long list. I realize that.
Genetic factors do play a big role. And so I tell people to look around at their family members. Is the older generation in your family dealing with any issues of heart attacks, particularly heart attacks before the age of 45? Is anyone in that older generation dealing with difficulty walking and keeping up a conversation so that their respiration, they can't kind of keep up with their oxygenation, the need to oxygenate their blood? Might someone have sleep apnea as an example and are very much bothering their sleeping partners with snoring? Might they have very much interrupted sleep? So those are just a couple of different perspectives that people can use to evaluate what their families might be experiencing. And then in your blood work, is your triglyceride level going high? Is your A1C level higher than it should be? Do you have a test for your red blood cell magnesium? If that's low, that is a risk factor. So nutrient status is a very good yardstick, so to speak, to evaluate your risk of heart disease. Are you overweight? And are you sedentary? Certainly, as we have been learning, sitting is the new smoking. So we know smoking's connection to reducing the efficiency of how your heart is meant to work. And so if you're someone who is much more likely to be found sitting than up and about doing something, if you don't get exercise, all of those are risk factors. Then one last thing, how much water do you drink? Important to stay hydrated in order to keep your blood flowing easily through your blood vessels.
Well, that's an interesting point about the water. Because I know one of the topics that I wanted to discuss today had to do with the proper amount of water that people should be drinking. And it is believed by the person who wrote this article that not everybody needs 8 8-ounce glasses a day, which may translate to, in different people, a huge amount of water, and in some people, a very small amount of water. The book that I remember from years ago, the doctor who wrote about Batman, how many ounces people should be drinking, I believe was a ounce for every pound, or a 1 ounce for every half pound weight. So if you weigh 120 pounds, 60 ounces of water was the recommended dose. So do you have any feelings about those numbers, Janet, or is it based upon who you're speaking to?
Okay.
And what their level of activity is?
Certainly the level of activity, if you're doing something that is causing you to perspire copiously, if you're exercising and your clothing is drenched, if you are doing certain work that's out in the hot sun and, once again, your clothing is drenched, certainly you need to be replacing that fluid, those fluids that are lost. And it's interesting because you lose a lot of fluid in speaking. Your breath is very humid, so there's a lot of moisture. If you're talking a lot, like I do, then you're losing some moisture. So it's important to keep yourself hydrated. Okay, what's the right amount of hydration? Well, for someone who is 90 pounds, 45 ounces of water might not be so easy to get down. One of the things that I suggest to people is 16 to 20 ounces of water in the morning. And the reason for that is you want to make sure that all of the metabolic debris from cellular repair that has happened over the course of your sleeping, that metabolic debris needs to be flushed so it doesn't accumulate in your kidneys, in your liver, in your colon. Just flush it out of your body. And so I'm kind of standing in no man's land between the 1 ounce for every half pound of body weight and the gentleman who's suggesting, with the information that we have in the article before us, that gentleman is saying drink when you're thirsty and don't force water.
Very, very good point. I think it is important to note, though, that you have to keep the body hydrated. And we live in a climate here in South Florida where you do need to be hydrated because the water can drain from your body very, very quickly, especially when it's in the summertime, because the summertime temperatures are brutal here and the humidity doesn't add anything to it. It only deletes your whole level of water that's in your body. So it's most important to stay hydrated on a regular basis. Why don't we do this here? We're going to take an early break, and I want to check with our illustrious engineer and producer, Mr. Joe Light, to make sure we can take phone calls when we ask the question that we're going to come back with when the break is over so people can call in and try to win this bottle of Silver 100. And we're not limiting how many people call in.
Okay, so lots of people with answers can win? More than one winner?
Well, there will definitely be more than one winner. Because the
question,
if you've been listening to Janet over the years and if you've been listening to other nutrition talk shows with relation to important information that you should have absorbed, you will come up with the right answer.
And people who might want to take part in this contest, 1-888-565-1470. That's the number to call to join us in this contest.
Let's give it to them again.
888-565-1470. And we look forward to your calls. And in the meantime, we're going to take a short break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Health and happiness are high priority, but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? you can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Is Joe Light ready to receive phone calls? He's ready.
He's always ready, no matter what we throw at him. He's ready. 888-565-1470.
Al? So all you have to do is, when Joe answers the phone, give him your name and your phone number and your answer to the question. And just before the show will end, I will give you the answer to the question. And those people that have the right answer will be able to pick up a bottle of Silver 100 in the 2-ounce size at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center anytime after tomorrow. It won't be today, but it'll be anytime after tomorrow, because I would like to be in the store when the winners come in. So let's deal with the first question, Janet, and the only question that we'll give out today with relation to winning a bottle of Silver 100 in a 2-ounce size. So here's the question. Which of the following is accurate regarding vitamin supplementation? And I'm going to read you four answers. Only one of them is correct. So again, the question is, which of the following is accurate regarding vitamin supplementation? And the first answer, or the first choice you have, is oncology patients should be warned that antioxidant supplements or antioxidants such as vitamin C and E can interfere with anti-cancer medications. Number two, vitamin D supplements may inhibit the effect of oral anticoagulants. Third, vitamin B3 supplements may increase synthesis of LDL cholesterol. And the fourth answer would be vitamin E supplements may block absorption of vitamin C and D. So what I'll do is I'll repeat them one more time. And when you have an opportunity, you have to just call Joe at 1-888-565-1470 and give him your answer. And you don't have to repeat everything that I just said. You can use either answer number 1, 2, 3, or 4. So answer number 1 is oncology patients should be warned that antioxidative supplements such as vitamin C and E can interfere with anti-cancer medications. Vitamin D supplements may inhibit the effect of oral anticoagulants. Vitamin B3 supplements may increase synthesis of low-density lipoprotein, which is LDL cholesterol, or vitamin E supplements may block absorption of vitamin C and D. And the question was, which of the following is accurate regarding vitamin supplementation? So just call in your answer to Joe at 1-888-565-1470.
Did you want to speak to them? Did you want to hear?
It's up to you, Jenna, if you want to.
Okay. All right. So is this Jerry? Hi, Jerry. You're on the air.
Hi, Janet Cimarelli. How are you?
I'm great. And the answer, you are 1, 2, 3, or 4.
I couldn't understand for some unknown reason. It was static on the fourth one. I got the first three. One was on oncologist patients and interfering with their cancer treatment. I said no to that one. And the second one was no also about the vitamin B complex. And I couldn't get the fourth one. And the third one, I said no to that as well.
The fourth one is vitamin E supplements may block absorption of vitamin C and D.
I said no to that.
So your answer, 1, 2, 3, or 4?
I think it's 3.
3. Okay. Thanks for calling, and we're going to move on. We have Another caller on the line. And welcome to, this is Jerry also. Welcome to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air. What's your answer? Okay. 1, 2, 3, or 4?
I'm not sure I understand the question. I listened to all he said, but what was the question? Which one of them was good or which one of them was bad?
Let me repeat the question, Jerry. I'll do it a little bit slower this time. Which of the following is accurate regarding vitamin supplementation?
Oh. Go ahead.
So, do you have an answer for us?
Oh, I don't think any of them were wrong. I think they were all right.
Okay, so you believe all four are correct?
Yeah, if you take too much, if you massive doses.
All right, well, stay tuned, Jerry. And as we get closer to the end of the show, we're going to make an announcement of which is the right answer to the question. And the question, again, okay, is which of the following is accurate regarding vitamin supplementation? Answer number one was oncology patients should be warned that antioxidative supplements such as vitamin C and E can interfere with anti-cancer medications. Answer number two was vitamin D supplements may inhibit the effect of oral anticoagulants. Number three was vitamin B3 supplements may increase synthesis of LDL cholesterol. And the last one, answer number four, was vitamin E supplements may block absorption of vitamins C and D. And with that said, okay, Janet, we're going to move on to another topic, which I think that...
There's people on the line.
Oh, we have the
so many people are calling. Okay, so...
So you take them one at a time.
Okay, do we have one? Okay, Jerry, what is the answer?
Well, he said all four.
Oh, okay. And
hello?
Then,
hello?
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 Hi, welcome to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hi. What is your answer? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
I'll say 3.
3. Okay. Thanks so much for calling. And Al will be announcing the correct answer at the end of the show. And we have Gail on the line. Hi, Gail. Welcome to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And your answer, 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Hi, Janet. I'm going to say number 1.
Number 1. Thank you so much for calling. And
okay,
we have Katie on the line. Hi, Katie. Welcome to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. What's your answer? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
I say number 1.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. We had such a good time. This was such a fun contest. Okay, Katie. Bye-bye. And Al will be announcing the winner at the end, or the correct answer, rather, at the end of the show. Al?
That is true. But let's move on to another topic, Janet. I know that I sent you, we have another caller?
Yes, we'll take the next caller. Okay. You want to move on to the next topic. And so I went from the top down about Pepsi and Coca-Cola. Did you want to talk about that?
Well, I think that's an important topic. Because,
I think so.
Are very large companies, Coke and Pepsi, and I don't know the exact billion-dollar counts they have as far as their gross sales are concerned, but it's enormous.
Billions.
And they also spend countless millions in advertising as to why their product should be drank or drunk. So now we're trying to understand what people should be doing. Some people are hooked on soft drinks. They cannot function during the course of a day.
Well, those people who come to me and who are, they say they can't live without their whatever soda, I have lots of different ways to work with those people to move them from something that is seriously endangering their good health to more health-supporting choices.
Now, I saw a commercial on TV, I think it was last night or the night before, where Coca-Cola has come out with a product with stevia as a sweetener rather than, I didn't read the label, but they were promoting the fact that it's Coca-Cola with stevia, a more healthy kind of a drink. And before I go into a deeper, I want to see the ingredients on the bottle, which I have not been seen yet. But I will explore it this week sometime in a visit to a mainstream supermarket to see what the ingredients are.
When's the last time you were in a mainstream supermarket,
well,
Mr.
Foreman?
Well, I go
to mainstream supermarkets at least once a week.
Okay, but
I like
you know
to browse
how to
around.
Shop there.
Right. I like to look around and see what they're offering. Because we at Save-A-Lot are going to be having organic groceries. And the organic groceries will be priced at a price that would be less than if you had a BOGO or a buy one, get one. So I want to let all listeners know that when you see an organic grocery at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, which we will have many, they will be all be priced in such a manner that it would be less than if you were buying a buy one, get one free promotion by either a Whole Foods or a Lucky's Market or Publix or Winn-Dixie or any other supermarket chains. But again, we're dealing with organic. That is going to make the difference between what you see in Save-A-Lot and what you see in mainstream supermarkets.
With regard to the stevia sweetened new Coca-Cola product, I encourage people to take a look at the small print ingredients under the nutrition information box, and they may very well find erythritol. They may find sucrose or other sweeteners in addition to the stevia. So I have not seen the label. So I'm flying blind here. But what I will say is very often people find it difficult to make the transition to stevia. Once again, I have a lot of different suggestions and methods to help people make that transition away from high fructose corn syrup and sucrose and dextrose and get to healthier, sweetener choices. But very often, stevia is combined with erythritol, and I just tell people, you might want to Google erythritol. E-R-Y-T-H-R-I-T-O-L, erythritol.
That's great,
and
Janet.
I'm going to win the spelling bee.
That is great. Now, I know we're coming up on another intermission very shortly, but there is one interesting article I thought that we should discuss, because I know most of the people that listen to the show either know somebody who smokes or heard somebody that smokes or have a family member that still smokes. And there were many different studies on vitamin E several years ago that was negative, and people were turned off by vitamin E, that it really didn't do any good in people who were smokers, which is what the whole study was based upon, people who smoked. Vitamin E, in this particular study, may prevent pneumonia in non-smoking elderly men. Now, I would think with a headline like that, it would also help prevent pneumonia in non-smoking elderly women. But we can go into the article after we come back from a short intermission.
And to our listeners, this is the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman. We'll be right back. Hi. This is Janet Cimarelli, and I want to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, Florida, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7, or otherwise known as 441. You will find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in, say hello, get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials, Learn about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. Want more information? Send an email to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
And welcome back to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm about to get quizzed by Mr. Al Foreman. He has a study that he's going to reference, and then I'll give you my opinion.
Well, this has to do with a vitamin E study that helped elderly men who were non-smoking prevent pneumonia. And pneumonia in an elderly person is almost a death disease if it's not handled properly. Wouldn't you say so, Janet?
Well, in someone who is dealing with, a suppressed immune system poorly operational immune system, then pneumonia can be a serious issue, a threat to your longevity. However, if your immune system's working, pneumonia is not necessarily life-threatening. It's critically important to understand when you might be moving from, like the cough from a common cold, bronchitis, into pneumonia. It is also important to understand that if you've had pneumonia in the past, you are much more vulnerable to developing pneumonia.
Well, then let me throw another question out for you. Do you believe that vitamin E in people who smoked or still smoke would be a beneficial additive to a program taking supplementation?
I believe that vitamin E is of great importance with regard to supporting your immune system. And my opinion is the dose is critical. The form is critical. So you don't necessarily just want to have D alpha. You want the whole profile of tocopherols. You want tocotrienols. So there's much, much more to be focused on and discussed than this article gives you.
And as I pointed out when we were on the break, that this study only involved 50 milligrams, which you translated to 60 IUs, which is a very, very low dose, considering the fact that we have vitamin E and do have and will have at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in dosages from 100 IUs up to 1,000 IUs. In fact, I think Carlson also mentioned 1,200 IU vitamin E in one capsule. So the dosages vary greatly, and when you're talking about 60 IUs, you're talking about probably something you'd find in a multivitamin, a composite of other vitamins.
Might you also find it as the daily value? 60 IUs is 100% of the daily value, which is absolutely meaningless with regard to supporting good health.
Well, then we turn back to the area of antioxidants, which would include the vitamin E, and you mentioned in all eight forms between the tocopherol and the tocotrienol. And then you have vitamin C, and of course vitamin D and vitamin C. And I'm sure there are other things that people can be using to help improve their immune system so they don't face the threat of getting pneumonia.
And I'm sorry, but single nutrient studies, research studies, meaningless. You don't get a single nutrient from spinach. You don't get a single nutrient from salmon. You get a wide range of supportive interactive nutrients. So doing a single study on vitamin E, it is kind of a setup for failure.
Well, that is a strong statement, because you're dealing with supposedly organizations that do this on a regular basis, and they're supposed to give us good information. But most of the information is kind of skewed or is prejudicial.
I would second that, prejudicial.
Okay.
Yes.
So could it be that you think some of these companies are funded by pharmaceutical companies?
Could that be?
Is it possible?
Kind of like Coca-Cola and Pepsi funding certain companies?
Question. You wonder why they do that. But they're doing it because it helps them in the long run. It's benefiting their sales. So, but again, that's a belief that we both share, that the pharmaceutical companies are trying to take over the industry so that they can push their pharmaceuticals, which are much more costly and do less in the body. I shouldn't say that because there are some pharmaceuticals that really do help people that are in dire need. But the majority of pharmaceuticals can be avoided by using natural supplementation. That is my opinion. I think you may share the same opinion, Janet, that if people get on a regimen of good supplementation, a quality diet, meaning that they're eating good foods, quality foods, they're doing a little bit of exercise, they're getting proper rest, they're doing a certain amount of meditation, and they can live a lot healthier life by doing that than by taking pharmaceuticals. But again, this is something that Janet can detail with you in greater scope when she is at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at the opening date, which will be announced next Monday on our show here in South Florida.
I will be waiting to hear that date very anxiously.
Well, I think a lot of people will be anxiously waiting to hear it. You counsel people on proper food intake because proper food intake is what leads people to get overweight and obese. Would you venture to say there are other reasons that people will either overeat to get overweight or obese, or is it something that's in their genes or their makeup that causes them to eat a greater amount of food intake than they normally should?
Okay, I think that certainly genetic history plays a role. Take a look at the Ayurvedic view of body type. There are three different body types, long and lean, kind of in the middle, and then a stockier, more sturdy body type. So you have to look at your body type, and you might say, if you are one of those, the word that comes to mind, I was going to say peasant, you know, your farmer out there working, doing hard physical labor. That's a sturdy body type. That body type, in my view, will never be totally skinny, will never be, for the women out there, a size 0 or a size 2. Just not going to happen. So there's the genetic role, your body type, but also there are certain foods that if you stay away from those foods, you significantly reduce your craving for them. And what am I talking about? Sugar, starchy carbohydrates. And it's very interesting if you have an evolution of your diet into protein and vegetables with the emphasis on vegetables and enhancing that diet with a little bit of fruit, some nuts and seeds, and some whole grains. Very little bit, but a wide range of vegetables. And I said that the vegetable base to your diet is the most critically important aspect of creating a diet that will allow you to maintain a very good weight and body fat level and so on. So vegetables, a little bit. It could be fish, seafood, it could be poultry, eggs, and a little bit, a very little bit of traditionally made cheeses. Remember that cheeses get their flavor from the different types of probiotics that are used to enhance their aging process. And so a little bit with the right traditionally aged cheese, You have a dramatically varied diet, and you don't necessarily have a tendency to overeat because you're, number one, meeting your nutrient goals as well as feeling full because you have, with vegetables, the ability to eat to satisfaction. Little bit of fat, little bit of legumes and beans. So there's a way to create a diet where you're not overwhelmed by triggers to overeat.
Well, leave it to the pharmaceutical industries to come up with a way to help people that like to binge eat. And that's defined as reoccurring periods of excessive food consumption. And it seems to be the most common eating disorder in the United States. And it's estimated to affect somewhere around 3.5% of women and 2.5% of men. So pharmaceutical companies have developed a cognitive behavioral therapy. And what they've done is they've come up with a pharmaceutical that can help people conquer the binge eating. And the way they explain it is that they do it through a series of either depression or antidepressants that people would take in the way of a pill to stop the binge eating. Now, can you believe that the pharmaceutical industry would come in with such a profound reason to help people be put on antidepressants?
Of course I can believe it, because the pharmaceutical companies, we know that in many cases they will stoop to very low levels in order to create a need for their specific product. And I'm just going to reference that Harvard researchers years and years and years ago were paid to say that it was fats causing clogging of the arteries and triggering heart disease, the development of heart disease, not sugar, when they knew very well that inflammation and sugar were very much behind clogged arteries. So here, the researchers for pharmaceutical companies have isolated, I would not have considered this such a large segment of the population. And it's interesting to me that 3.5% of the population of women, 2.5% of the population of men would be significant enough a significant enough population for them to focus billions of dollars in advertising, research, and development to create a product focused on these people that, all right, you want to overcome your binge eating situation? Here, take this antidepressant. You might not be feeling depressed, but we know that pathway in your brain needs to be changed in order to stop the binge eating cues. We need to take a short break now. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman. We are brought to you by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margaret. Gate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Stay tuned, more to come.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? You can visit save-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. Want to find out even more? Go to info@savealotnutritioncenters.com. Tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low pricing coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm joined here this morning with Janet Cimarelli, and we're talking about a whole host of different avenues of information that you can use as a benefit to keep your health in order and keep your body strong and healthy for many, many years.
I'd like a strong and healthy body.
No, well, you do a lot to keep that way, Janet, and I think it's important that people understand that they need a good diet, exercise, supplementation, proper rest, meditation. Everything goes in together. You can't just have one thing that's going to make you right. It requires a multitude of things. So you got to put it all together. The last time I'm going to repeat this question for people to win a bottle of Silver 100 in the 2-ounce size, which is at least a $40 value. And you'll be able to pick up this bottle at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate anytime tomorrow for those winners who get the right answer. And I'm going to repeat the question one more time. And before the end of the show, we're going to make the announcement as to who the winners are with respect to the contest that we are running right now. The question is, which of the following is accurate regarding vitamin supplementation? And I'm going to read the four possible answers. Only one of them is correct. Answer number one is oncology patients should be warned that antioxidative supplements such as vitamin C and E can interfere with anti-cancer medications. Number two, vitamin D supplements may inhibit the effect of oral anticoagulants. Number three, vitamin B3 supplements may increase synthesis of LDL cholesterol. And number four, vitamin E supplements may block absorption of vitamins C and D. Only one of these is correct. Just call in to Joe at 1-888-565-1470. That's 1-888-565-1470. And with that said, Jen, I want to just review the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center location, because I know that people have made comment to me that when they put it, the address in their GPS system, they wind up somewhere else. And I know that Anita, who is one of our management team, Anita Schmidt, at the store, has Googled or got
She has put it on Google Maps.
Right, she has put it on Google Maps, so that you can find it a lot easier than your GPS system. But we are located at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, which is a half a mile south of Sample Road on the right-hand side. And on the right-hand side, you're going to see a Spirit Halloween store, which happens to be very, very busy right now with Halloween coming up next Monday. And also, I'm sure it's because people are anxiously waiting to hear the opening date of Save-A-Lot, which we're going to announce next Monday as well. But right beyond the Spirit Halloween store, if you look off to the right, you will see Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, and that's where we are located. And our store hours, when we do open, are going to be Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday 9 to 6. We will be closed on Sunday and all major holidays, as well as the two Jewish holidays of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's so that the people that are staffing the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, all of our whole staff, can enjoy the time with their family and their friends. And we encourage people to, of course, come in and shop with us when we are open. We are not going to be planning on doing any mail order initially, but we will have mail order as time goes on. But right now, all the EVLP prices are located only in the store. We will not be shipping any packages out to anybody. What you can do, of course, is come in to shop in the store and then arrange to have them sent out. We'll be more than happy to do that for you if that is what you care to do.
And what else they need to know about is tomorrow, Stuart Tomk is going to be joining us on the show, CV Sciences, and we can be talking to him about Amendment Number 2 that is on the ballot here in the state of Florida with regard to marijuana registration, card carrying, ID cards, all that good stuff. And he'll tell us about all the incredible information about the hemp-derived cannabis, CBD, cannabidiol. And Stuart Tomk is just so full of information, and he's such a rapid-fire speaker, you're going to want to start the show with your pencil and paper in hand because he has so much great information to share with us.
Well, I know the CV Sciences products that we'll be carrying at the store will be handled in Janet's office. I think we're going to have probably 8 different kinds of CV Sciences cannabis oil, oil in different forms. So stay tuned tomorrow at 10 o'clock for Stuart Tomk talking about the CVC Sciences products and how they can help you. I know I happen to use one of their products, the CBD capsule, which is very, very effective in calming the body down, especially in stressful situations, and also helps people sleep a little bit better. But all these things you can find in Janet's office, and we're going to let everybody know next Monday, of course, when the store will be open so that you can start planning your shopping experience as it comes due. And you may want to also continue to visit with Janet and get all the latest information. So we only have a few minutes left to the show, and we're trying to give to you the latest information. We have a few more late-minute callers answering the question, which was, which of the following is accurate regarding vitamin supplementation? Answer number one was oncology patients should be warned that antioxidative supplements such as vitamin C and E can interfere with anti-cancer medications. Answer number two was vitamin D supplements may inhibit the effect of oral anticoagulants. Answer number three was vitamin B3 supplements may increase synthesis of LDL cholesterol, and vitamin E supplements may block absorption of vitamin C and D. And in just a couple of minutes, we'll be making the announcement as to who the winners were to receive their free bottle of Envision Silver 100 in the 2-ounce size, which, again, is valued at about $40 or more. And it's a product that we will be selling at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. But you'll be able to pick these up at the Save-A-Lot store at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, which is a half a mile south of Sample Road on the right-hand side.
One of my all-time favorite supplements, they can use it for skin if there are any eruptions on the surface of your skin. Really good for teenage acne outbreaks, spraying it on. Sore throats, oh my goodness, I have helped so many people with sore throats with the Silver 100. There are so many different uses. You can use it to control bacteria in your mouth. You can use it as an underarm deodorizer. So many fun uses for Silver 100, and such a very clean product that you don't have to be concerned that you're exposing yourself to any unwanted substances. And if there are people out there who think that, oh, I have to be really careful with silver, no, it's pure. Al, we have two minutes.
Okay, so let me make the announcement that the answer to the question was, which of the following is accurate regarding vitamin supplementation? The correct answer was number one. And the correct answer states, oncology patients should be warned that antioxidative supplements such as vitamin C and E can interfere with anti-cancer medications. So the winners of that particular bottle of Silver 100, the 2-ounce size, valued at least $40, is Gail, Katie, and Chandra. So you three ladies or girls can pick these up at your convenience anytime after tomorrow at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at 3105 North State Road 7. So, again, the winners are Chandra, Gail, and Katie, and we thank you very much for participating. And I also want to let everybody know that we have many callers that called in, and we appreciate you taking the time to call in. Unfortunately, you didn't win, but we'll have more of these contests as time goes on. I think we find it very interesting and exciting because it really probes people's minds to how well they're listening to the information that we share with them on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And, Janet, I will turn it back to you to wish everybody a great day. And as you pointed out, Stuart Tonk is going to be a very special guest with us tomorrow.
Okay, Stuart, always very full of fabulous information. And he will be talking about CBD, cannabidiol from hemp. Very important subject. Great information from Stuart Tonk. You've been tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I've been here with Mr. Al Foreman. We are brought to you by Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.